Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as always, coming to you from inside a quiet, peaceful, empty Amerant Bank Arena, and that will not be the case when this one gets going today. Panthers welcoming in the Chicago Blackhawks at 1 o'clock Eastern time today, folks. So if you're looking for something to do, well, if you don't have your tickets yet, you better get on that as quickly as possible. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, just a couple of the places to get your Panthers tickets. Call 954-835-PUCK for all your Panthers ticket needs. Panthers and the Blackhawks, the only trip for Chicago. Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks to Amerant Bank Arena in the regular season is today, so you don't want to miss any of the action one way or another. So we're gearing up for that as we're here bringing you the Panthers Insider Show. Dan Day back at our network studios, making sure everything goes accordingly. And well, we've got a busy show coming up for you. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. I mentioned the Panthers and the Blackhawks today. It is a national TV game as well on ABC, but if you're tuned in and, well, you want to sync us up because we'll have your only local broadcast of today's action, you can pause your TV at a whistle, press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast, online, on your app, wherever you're tuned in, and it'll have us all synced up. It's that simple. Pause your TV at a whistle, press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast, and off you go. It's also an interesting one because it's the front end of a back-to-back at home for the Panthers. The Panthers have the New York Islanders in the building tomorrow night, and that is going to be a 6 p.m. face-off with a 5:30 edition of Panthers preview leading up to it. You don't want to miss any of that coming up tomorrow. So it's a back-to-back, but it's a back-to-back at home, and it's a back-to-back where you have the early start time in game one, followed by the later start time in game two. So if you're going to have a back-to-back, that's really the way to do it in the most, I guess, the least physically taxing manner would be the terminology. And then the Panthers go on the road for two games, beginning Tuesday night in Washington and then Thursday night in St. Louis, 7 o'clock Tuesday, 8 o'clock Thursday, all times Eastern, of course. And the Panthers will be back here coming up a week from tonight. The Panthers and the Ottawa Senators, big Atlantic Division matchup. You've got Matthew Tkachuk on one side, Brady Tkachuk on the other side. That's always a fun one. Then the Panthers will have the better part of a couple of weeks off after that because of the Four Nations face-off tournament that'll be taking place, some best-on-best international competition. And then the Panthers won't play again until the 22nd of February. So you want to make sure you get out here to Amerant Bank Arena, whether it be today, whether it be tomorrow, whether it be a week from today, because the Panthers are going to have a little bit of a gap in the schedule, and you want to get out and see this team. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We will have a rundown of everything coming up over the course of the program in just a moment. A reminder, though, folks, get ready. The Panthers are bringing the excitement of the Winter Classic to the Sunshine State. If you haven't heard, don't miss the unforgettable outdoor action as your Panthers face off in a historic showdown with the New York Rangers. Mark your calendars for January 2nd, 2026, and join us for a truly iconic event. It's time for hockey like you've never seen it before. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/Winter Classic for more information. So it's the Panthers and the Blackhawks coming your way today. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we will recap the week that was, going back to the last time we spoke with you here on Panthers Insider. The Panthers have a couple of wins under their belt since then, since last Saturday when they wrapped up that West Coast road trip. So we'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. A Panther hit a milestone. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment as well. We'll hear some sound from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, from Matthew Tkachuk with some reaction to the big win over LA last time out. Matthew Tkachuk, couple of three-point games over the last handful of contests, so he's been getting on the score sheet frequently, and we've come to expect that over time. Coming up next segment, we will visit with Panthers center Tomasz Nosek, and then after that, we will have a conversation. Get you set for today's action against Chicago. I'll be joined by their longtime radio voice, John Weideman, coming up later on in the program as well. So, again, lots to get to. It's the Panthers and the Blackhawks today. And, well, here on Panthers Insider, we run down all of the week that was and what lies ahead. Speaking of what lies ahead, I mentioned that game a week from today when the Panthers welcome in the Senators. Pucks and Pints Beer Fest that night, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. That's going to be Saturday, February 8th at Amerant Bank Arena. Sample beer, enjoy live music, brewery bites, and watch the game after. To the Panthers and the Senators a week from today at 7 o'clock. Must be 21 or over to enter. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Go to floridapanthers.com for tickets. Great way to enjoy the afternoon leading up to the game. Again, must be 21 or over to enter, but all the info is over at floridapanthers.com, and a good time shall be had by all if you check out the Pucks and Pints Beer Fest. Well, let's get into looking back at the week that was. 1 week ago, the Panthers were out in San Jose as they were continuing along in their Western road trip. It was game three on a four-game road trip, and the Panthers picked up a 7-2 win over the Sharks in that one. They actually trailed briefly early in the game, but pulled away with six consecutive goals. Let's listen in on the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers radio network 1 week ago. And out come the Panthers. Verhaeghe on to Boqvist. Up the wing, trying to float a pass to Verhaeghe. That's broken up. And Vlasic gave it away. A shot, they score. And it's Nate Schmidt, a laser beam out of the high slot. And the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. Off the turnover, Nate Schmidt let it rip. And the Panthers strike first here in San Jose. Played up the near side of the line. Mikkola hammers it down behind the net. Lively bounce out front. Backhand from Bennett. And Georgiev, a save. He spins around and poked it. They score. And it looks like it was A.J. Greer who was able to poke that one home. This game is tied at two. Back come the Panthers. Rodriguez puts it down to our left, deep into the Shark zone. Nosek plowing into Thrun in the corner. Thrun tried to clear. Tkachuk kept it in. He'll work down to that right wing corner. Into the far circle, up top, long drive. Ekblad, he scores! Aaron Ekblad from just inside the blue line. On a one-timer, beats Georgiev up high. Aaron Ekblad, welcome back to the lineup. And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. It's loose in the far circle. Boqvist didn't clear. CeCe kept it in. Second chance, it's cleared on Greer. Breakaway down to a right. Greer in, makes a move. Backhand, and he scores! A.J. Greer on a breakaway. And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead. A.J. Greer all the way down the ice, went to the backhand, and he was able to beat Georgiev. And the Panthers lead by a pair. And here on the near side, Reinhardt down for Verhaeghe. Out to the line, Reinhardt across Ekblad. Ekblad to the blue line, far circle, it's Barkov. Barkov down to the far corner in front, it's tipped and they score. Matthew Tkachuk at the side of the net gets a stick on that, a power play goal, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 5-2. Over the center circle for the Panthers, works in offensively, right side Verhaeghe. Lundell in front, a chance and they score. And it's Jesper Boqvist set up perfectly out in front, 6-2 the Panthers lead. Jesper Boqvist off a great setup in front, able to sneak that puck down low. And it was Verhaeghe to Lundell to Boqvist, a picture perfect passing play. And the Panthers take a 4-goal lead. Up the far boards, Tkachuk held it in. Barkov to an open Reinhardt, right circle, spins it out. Front shot, save, Askarov on Barkov, the rebound, and they score! And it's Sam Reinhardt picking up the rebound. He jams home a backhand. 7-2 Panthers with 3:35 to go here in the second. So the Panthers wound up winning the game 7-2. That was a week ago in San Jose, and that would set up a game against the Vegas Golden Knights coming up one night later, and the Panthers would head off to Vegas, which is a tough place to play. And, of course, they were tripped up in that one. It was a game that truly could have gone either way, but didn't go the Panthers' way that night, and that would finish out the Western road trip. Now, we've mentioned this a lot before, but the Panthers, they're done with the Mountain Time Zone. They're done with the Pacific Time Zone. The Panthers only have two games left in the Central Time Zone. Those are one-off road trips, one of them coming up this week when they go out to St. Louis. But the Panthers are going to have the scheduling luxury now of being able to stay largely within their own time zone, not have to go back and forth across time zone. And when you get into the playoff races, when you get into the big games in March and April, and seedings are on the line, positioning's on the line, perhaps an Atlantic Division title on the line for the Panthers, as they'll have a few big games against Toronto specifically down the stretch. Nothing's easy, but it's easier to manage when you're doing it all within the confines of your own time zone rather than going back and forth and gaining hours, losing hours, having to adjust in that regard. So the Panthers could have a scheduling luxury just like they had last year. Remember, they had that last year where after the All-Star break, they didn't go outside their own time zone. So could be a scheduling luxury for the Panthers moving on down the road. Speaking of that division race, the Panthers are 1 point up on Toronto with one more game played in the Atlantic race. The Panthers, of course, play Chicago today. Toronto is in Edmonton, so a tough match up for them. Back to the week that it was, though. The Panthers finished out that Western road trip, came home, played the LA Kings Wednesday, but Wednesday night was Dmitry Kulikov's 1,000th game in the National Hockey League, so a big congratulations to him. Paul Maurice has coached Dmitry Kulikov in two different locations. Here's Paul Maurice, the Panthers head coach, on Dmitry Kulikov hitting that 1,000-game mark and what it means.
1,000 games is, in the culture of hockey, a huge number, and then you add to it 1,000 games as a defenseman, and then 1,000 games as a defensive defenseman. You play a whole bunch of those hurt. You're a penalty killer, you're a hitter, you're a shot blocker, you get the heavy assignments, and that's a hard existence. What's interesting is a lot of times they'll peak 5 or 6 years into it, and as they get close to 1,000 games, their body just won't let them do it anymore. Dmitry's a very fit man. I think I had him in Winnipeg a handful of years ago, and he was coming off a pretty significant back injury. That's usually what happens to these guys. Their bodies just wear down. But he, credit to him, found a way to get himself through the rehab and really focus in on his fitness. Not that he wasn't before. I think he was always a fit man. It's just a really tough injury that he had. And he's kind of reinvented himself. I thought he was good in Minnesota, and he's been a bit of a revelation here. That might be the quiet addition to our lineup last year. Came in the summertime, so it wasn't a big trade deadline deal, but it may have had the biggest impact on our team. We didn't expect him to be as good as he was. That's just the truth. He was fantastic for us last year, and he's been equally as good this year.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there on what it meant for Dmitry Kulikov to hit the 1,000-game mark back on Wednesday, and the Panthers were happy with how things turned out as well. They won the game 3-0. Here are the highlights as they aired a Panthers win over the Kings back on Wednesday at home. Over that far side, Gavrikov around the inboards. Dowdy backhand around far side. Gavrikov there up the far side. Didn't clear it by Kulikov. Rolled out in front. A chance, and they score! Sam Bennett set up beautifully out in front by Matthew Tkachuk, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead less than 5 minutes in. Barkov will take the draw against Kopitar. 5-on-3 in a short one. Panthers have it. Reinhardt, Tkachuk walks in. Shot, it's wide. Poked in, and they score! It bounced off the end boards right to the captain, Alexander Barkov. A power play goal, and the Panthers extend their lead to 2-0. On come the Panthers, Luostarinen, right side Tkachuk to center, long shot, he scores! On the empty net, it's 3-0 Panthers. From beyond the center line, Matthew Tkachuk on the empty net. Dmitry Kulikov with the puck on his stick. The final seconds tick away in Dmitry Kulikov's 1,000th NHL game, and the Panthers knock off the Kings tonight. 3-0 the final score. A 30-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers start off the homestand on a good note. So that was Wednesday night. The Panthers, a 3-0 win over an L.A. team that had edged the Panthers by a 2-1 score 1 week prior out in Los Angeles. So a 3-0 win for the Panthers Wednesday. Here's Matthew Tkachuk postgame. He had 3 points in the win, factored into all three Panthers goals. Here's what he thought about the victory postgame.
Yeah, it was a great effort led by Bob, and I thought Cooley on a special night was so good for us as well. So, this point in the year, might not make sense to everybody, but you almost need a game like this for, something really special for one of our teammates to come to the rink and just give it everything you can and do it for that guy next to you, which was Cooley tonight. So I thought it was perfect time. I mean, it feels like we've been on the road the whole month, so to come home we were super jacked up, and then on top of it to play and get this win for Cooley on a special night, it means the world to us.
Matthew Tkachuk talking about what it meant not only to get that win, but to do it on a special night for Dmitry Kulikov. It was the 46th NHL shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. He was brilliant once again in that one. Good full-team effort from the Panthers back on Wednesday. And, well, now shifting gears toward today's game, the Panthers are taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, a 1 o'clock start here at Amerant Bank Arena this afternoon. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice yesterday following the Panthers practice on the matchup against Chicago. And what he thinks heading into this one?
There's a group of those teams that it's just where they are in their development curve. They've drafted very high, and that skill is already there and it's ready. So inconsistent is just the normal path, but that means sometimes they are really, really good. And if you give them room to play on, that skill's real and it's already there. So I thought last night Carolina did a very good job not allowing a lot of open ice, and even with that, they were still able to generate. They're still so dangerous around the net. So it's going to be a hard gap game for us. That's our challenge, and that is to make sure we just don't give them any room to play against. We, even in San Jose and certainly in Anaheim, within 10 feet of the net, they had legitimate chances to score, and they're as good as we are in that area. So we just got to keep them out of that area.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about this matchup against Chicago today. The Blackhawks are coming off a close game, but a loss to the Carolina Hurricanes a couple nights ago. Paul Maurice referencing that right there. And that's kind of been a theme for Chicago. They've not consistently gotten the results they're looking for. They're a team very much in a rebuild, but they've been in every game lately. They've been in a lot of close games against really good teams lately. So certainly a team you can't take lightly. And Connor Bedard, his only trip to Sunrise this season. You don't want to miss it. One of the future superstars of the National Hockey League, top pick in 2023. And even if you're just a casual sports observer, a guy you'd want to come out and get a chance to see if you have that opportunity. So Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks on tap today for the Panthers. Going to be a 1 o'clock faceoff. Last one here from Paul Maurice. Announced this week as it pertains to the Four Nations faceoff tournament coming up. Alexander Barkov will be the team captain for Team Finland. Matthew Tkachuk will be part of the leadership group for Team USA as well, wearing an A on his jersey. Here's what Panthers head coach Paul Maurice had to say yesterday during the media availability when the Miami Herald's Jordan McPherson asked him what it meant for those guys to have that kind of acknowledgement.
Yeah, really nice recognition for them. Both those men have been a part of their country's programs seemingly since they were 16 years old. So they've been and done great things in those national team programs, and they're recognized for that. I'm also really excited for the guys the first time through. It's such an honor for these men to go, and especially if they weren't maybe the first name. I think of Sam Bennett and Natu Lusterainen and these guys that will go into their team and they'll walk into that room as Stanley Cup champions and feel good about what they can bring, and they can bring a bunch of different things. We have all different kinds of styles of players going to these tournaments, pure scorers, and we've got some grinders, and I'll watch these games, and that'll be kind of a first for me. If you didn't have a player involved, they weren't as exciting, but we'll watch these games. They'll be fun.
Yeah, going to be exciting. The Four Nations face-off coming up, no matter what the matchup is. You'll have Panthers on both sides of it. Team Canada, you'll have Sam Reinhart and Sam Bennett. On Team USA, you'll have Matthew Tkachuk suiting up. You'll have the four representatives on Team Finland, Barkov, Mikkola, Luostarinen, and Lundell. Gus Forsling on Team Sweden. So you'll have some Panthers interest no matter what team you're watching in the Four Nations face-off. Folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll continue things here on Panthers Insider. Later on in the program, longtime Blackhawks radio voice John Weideman is going to stop by to help us preview today's matchup. But coming up next, my conversation yesterday after practice with Panthers center Tomasz Nosek. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass, Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Back here on Panthers Insider, back inside Amaret Bank Arena. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day, back in our network studios, steering the ship for you this morning. Panthers and the Blackhawks today at 1:12:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview across the radio network. Take the next step in becoming the ultimate Panthers fan by joining the Panthers Kids Club. Kids 14 and under can become members for free and receive exclusive benefits, including free entries into monthly raffles, special offers, and more. Upgrade to an all-star membership to also receive a Panthers merch pack, two complimentary tickets to a select Panthers home game, and other additional benefits. Go to floridapanthers.com/kidsclub to sign up today. Panthers and the Blackhawks coming your way this afternoon. Yesterday after practice, as the Panthers are preparing for this one, had a chance to catch up with Panthers center Tomasz Nosek. And the first thing I asked him as they're heading into another back-to-back, asked him what his thoughts were on the condensed schedule, the busy schedule the Panthers have played lately. Here's what the veteran had to say.
Oh yeah, it's been one of a kind for sure. I never seen anything like it, but it's what it is. We cannot say anything about it. Just we need to play our game and get as much as we need and rest as we need and be ready for those games, no matter who we play and when we play.
And in mentioning that, lately, especially the last game against LA, a 3-0 win, you guys had to be happy with that. What have you liked the most about the game that you guys have been playing lately as you've crossed the halfway point of the season?
I think we got pretty good defensively. We didn't give much, not many armen rushes, and we're a close support in every zone on the ice. So five guys in zone and five guys to the offensive zone. It's really important, and I think we didn't give up much ice to anyone, and that's what been good last couple games, I think.
And in mentioning that last one against LA, I know it sort of goes without saying because you guys are trying to win the hockey game, but that zero on the scoreboard, to be able to finish out a shutout and be able to do that for your goaltender, how much pride do you guys take as a team, you know, to be able to help your goalie get a shutout?
Well, it's for sure. Bob's been amazing for us the whole season, so every time we can help him to get that extra zero there, we'll do anything for it. So we're happy and happy for him, and he's been terrific for us and one of the best goaltenders in the league for sure.
What can you say about your first season here as a Florida Panther? What have been some of your biggest takeaways so far?
I've been enjoying it so far. My family loves it. I love it. Weather is nice. Great group of guys, great organization, and I cannot say anything but good things about it so far. So fortunate enough to play here, and it's been great so far.
You mentioned the weather aspect of it, and it's something we talked to a lot of guys about. And you spent four seasons in Vegas, so you've been somewhere where it's not bitterly cold during the season. But how much of a lift is it for you when, you know, here we are in the winter, and you're able to come to the rink for practice in shorts, things like that. You're able to see the sunlight as much as you guys do. How much of a boost is that, just from an energy standpoint for you here, as you're in the grind of the NHL season?
I think it's a huge thing. When somebody was asking me what I miss most about Vegas, I actually said the weather, the sunny days, because there's no clouds, 300 days in a year and no rain. So when you get up and sun's shining, it's easier to get up, I would say, for me at least. And I just love it. And you get more energy, I'd say. And yeah, it's been great so far, the weather. It's a huge aspect for the mental health, I would say, to stay on, like, even on the off days, to get your head clear up and be ready for the next day.
And you've, this is, you mentioned what it's been like to be a Panther here for the first time this year, but teaming up with AJ Greer, you guys have been on a line a lot together. You guys have been teammates in another place before. What's it been like to be a teammate of his again and be a line mate of his again so much this year?
Yeah, it's always easier when you know somebody. You know how his habits in the game, and AJ is a really, really fast, tough player to play with, and he's a He can hit, he can forecheck, he can score. He's got pretty good hands, so he can do it all. And, it's nice to have a read off him, and no, doesn't matter who plays with us. And it's been for sure great. And knowing someone, it makes the things easier for sure.
And I want to ask you about another one of your teammates. You've been a center in this league for a long time. You've played against Alexander Barkov for a long time before this year, but coming in this season, what are some of the things maybe you've learned most about his game, being on his team, compared to in years past, seeing him over on the other side?
Yeah, that guy doesn't stop surprise me every practice, every game. What can he do? And it's just fun to watch and be able to practice with him now. Before that, I only played against him, so now I can watch him on a daily basis, what he can do off the ice too. So it's been great, and I've been enjoying watching him. He reminded me of actually Pavel Datsyuk when I was in Detroit, so a lot. So they got some similarities, and how can they keep the puck away from the other players, or take away the puck from the other players. It's great, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch him.
And now getting ready for a back-to-back, as we mentioned here. First up, a game against Chicago, afternoon game. Do you like the afternoon games?
Yeah, I don't mind them. Like after I get kids, it's better, so I can roll and watch it. And I love it when they can see me play. And yeah, it's good. And you don't finish the game at 10 o'clock and can fall asleep after till midnight or after midnight. So it's nice to have an afternoon game, especially in a back-to-back, so you get some rest and good sleep.
And what is going to be the biggest key here in this next game, this one coming up here against Chicago?
I mean, the biggest key is always us. I mean, if we play our game and stick with the plan, we can beat anybody.
And last thing here for you, it is a back-to-back. Does a good start in the first game of the back-to-back, can that kind of roll through the whole weekend? Can that set the tone for you for the whole 2 days?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's been all about that. And if you step the right way, the first game and second game could be easier.
So Tomáš Nosek of the Panthers right there said he likes the afternoon game, said he's enjoying his first season as a Florida Panther. And again, lots of great things there from that conversation, and we thank him very much for his time. Panthers getting set for the Blackhawks here this afternoon. We are going to step aside here shortly, and we'll preview this one coming up today on the other side. We've got longtime Blackhawks radio voice John Weideman, a conversation I had with him coming up in just a moment. But folks, first, remember, it's time to join the rush for the inaugural Cats Cup. Register your team for the largest street hockey tournament in South Florida, presented by Verizon and Coors. Join us at Amerant Bank Arena for two full days of hockey, March 15th and 16th. Whether you're cheering for your future Panthers or just love playing hockey, the Cats Cup has something for every fan. Sign up now at floridapanthers.com. We'll step aside. We come back again. More on this one today, the Panthers and the Blackhawks. Going to be a 1 o'clock face-off today, 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Hawks radio voice John Weideman coming up on the other side to help us set the table. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Still.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here in the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks coming your way this afternoon. Going to be a 1 o'clock face-off. Don't miss your chance to secure the limited edition Sergei Bobrovsky bobblehead ticket package. Secure tickets to four games and an exclusive bobblehead starting at just $125. Package on sale now at floridapanthers.com. And a reminder, folks, for the first time in franchise history, a waitlist for territory memberships. Join the waitlist today to secure your priority spot in line for season tickets. To learn more, go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. Well, the Panthers 1 point up on Toronto in the Atlantic Division race. They jumped him with that win the other night against the Kings. Panthers played one more game than the Leafs. Toronto has a road game in Edmonton today, so a tough test coming up for them a bit later on. If the Panthers can take care of business against Chicago, a chance to open up a little bit of a cushion over the Leafs in the division standings. And as we get into previewing today's matchup against the Blackhawks in greater detail, let's move into a conversation I had with longtime Blackhawks radio voice John Weideman. The first thing I asked John was, this Blackhawks team, how have they managed to stay in a lot of games lately? They've been really competitive. What's been the key?
I'm going to start in goal. Arvid Soderblom has been a real surprise this year. Doug, if you would have asked me last year, does Arvid Soderblom have a chance to be one of your better goaltenders coming into this season, I would have said, no way. Based on what we saw last year, you know, Arvid really struggled. There were games where he would let in more than five goals and, you know, we'd be out of the game. But Arvid has been very, very good this year. In fact, he's kept this team in position to win games that they have no business winning based on their roster makeup. But they've battled hard. Arvid's been a big part of that. I don't want to forget Peter Mrazek because Peter's had a pretty strong year so far. The record wouldn't indicate it, but if you look at the goals against average and the save percentage of the two, you see that those are competitive numbers. Like, those are numbers that are more suited for a team that's in the middle of the pack rather than at the bottom of the standings. So I start in goal. I think our defense has been decent, maybe a little bit better than decent at times. Some nights they've been very good, but you look for that consistency throughout, and they're trying to attain that. They've got kind of a young defense now. Four of the seven defensemen on the roster are below the age of 25. So, you know, you've got some youth there, but they're growing, and they're growing in the right direction. They seem to be doing all the right things. The head coach now, Anders Sorensen, is the kind of a guy. He was a former defenseman himself. He's the kind of a guy that he understands the defense position, and he knows how to work with these young players. He came up from Rockford to take over for Luke Richardson. So he knows most of the personnel, and he has an understanding of how they can, you know, progress. And he's been patient with them. You know, having said all of that, the record is still not where they want it to be. It's way below where they want it to be. In fact, 16 wins and 30 losses is not where they want to be at this time of the year, but that's the reality of it all, and they're looking for a strong finish in the remaining 30 games.
And obviously, in year number two of his career, Connor Bedard remains the Blackhawk that's probably, whether it be under the microscope the most, the guy that gets the most attention, obviously a future superstar in the sport. What's year two been like for him specifically, as it seems like the numbers have picked up as the season's gone on?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. The first third of the season, I think Connor would like to redo. If he could get a do-over, he would like a do-over for his first third of the season. I know that he wanted to produce more than he has. I know he wanted to lead the team more than he has. It was a struggle for him. He faced a lot of frustration because things weren't going his way. The puck wasn't going in the net. He was kind of in a struggle with himself. I think he has tremendous expectations of himself, and that's a really good thing. But I don't believe that he felt that he fulfilled those expectations. In the second half of the season, we've seen an easing of that, and it seems as though he feels more comfortable with the puck. The coaching change may have helped that along. It's hard to say. And I don't want to blame Luke Richardson for anything because I think Luke is an exceptionally good coach. I think it just under the circumstances, things just didn't go his way, and that's how it went. But with Anders taking over, I think Connor has been able to breathe a little easier and maybe be a little more creative. And, you know, the second half is going better for him. We'll see, you know, Doug, as I mentioned, 31 games to finish it off. A lot can happen in that time. And for a young player, he's still learning the NHL. And what's great about the situation is there's really no pressure on the Blackhawks now. He's learning with a bunch of guys that are also learning. So for Connor Bedard, I think the sky's the limit. And I think as the Blackhawk team adds more personnel in the forward position, seems like the defense is ready to go, but we'll see. That's a work in progress. But if as they can add more pieces up front in the forward positions, I think that, you know, Connor Bedard's game is going to improve incrementally.
And going from mentioning one of the top young stars in the game to a really well-respected veteran, Mike Foligno was a Panther in the early days, and he has two sons who played in the NHL for a long time. Nick, obviously, has been a key part of this Blackhawks team the last couple of years. Marcus in Minnesota has had a great career. It seems like you never hear anybody say a bad word about any of these guys. I've had a chance to meet Nick before, and he's just a really upstanding, just really nice guy and always commands so much respect. What's he meant to the development of these young players?
He has been integral to that. I'm glad you brought him up because I don't think Nick gets enough credit for what he does. He's one of the best leaders I've ever been around. You know, Jonathan Toews was a great leader in his own right, and he was the recognized captain for all those years as a Blackhawk. And Nick had some big shoes to fill. There was a little bit of a void when Jonathan Toews left. Nick came to the scene, and he was kind of like the unspoken leader. Like everybody, somebody would say something in the dressing room, and they'd all look to Nick, you know, for, you know, okay, what do you think, Nick? Is that right or not? But anyway, Nick, he assumed that mantle pretty easily, and he's been an excellent leader for this team. He's good at talking to guys when they're not doing well. He's good at keeping everything under control when it starts to get a little bit crazy, and it has at times. And he keeps everybody on an even keel, and he keeps everybody accountable. And he's one of the best guys that I've ever dealt with as a player and a person. He's just a quality individual. I could go on. I could talk ad nauseum about him, as I kind of am, and be effusive with my praise of the guy. But I believe that he's really been one of the key bright spots for this team in the last couple of years. And by the way, you mentioned his dad, Mike. Had an opportunity to meet Mike on the father's trip. What a great guy. And you can tell the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
And now looking at this game here coming up, the Panthers and the Blackhawks for the second and final time in the regular season. John, looking at the Blackhawks, what do you look for as the big key for them coming out of the gate? I know you've talked about the importance the goaltending has played for them lately, but what do you look for in this one coming up today?
Well, for the Blackhawks, I think they've got to have a solid performance in goal. I think Peter Mrazek will get the start. It's unofficial, but I think he will. The Blackhawks defense has to limit their mistakes. One thing that I've noticed is they've been outshot, Doug, in the last five games, 177-99. That's quite a disparity. So when you think about that number, why is it so one-sided? I think what comes to mind is you think, well, it's because you're not managing the puck well. And you hear that term a lot in hockey, but it's relevant when you think about it. And sometimes the reason they don't manage the puck well is because they get pressure in ways that they're not expecting. But they're NHL players. They've got to expect all kinds of different schemes to be thrown at them. As an example, last night in Carolina, the Carolina Hurricanes have a relentless penalty kill. Like, if you take to the power play, don't expect any time and space at all because they're going to be right in your face. So the power play last night wasn't as effective as they'd like it to be. But as far as this game is concerned, I start there with the goal and the defense. And then I'm going to go right to the faceoff dot. Beating Alexander Barkov in a faceoff for our guys has been like pulling teeth and pulling elephant teeth, if you will. Barkov is so strong, as you know. He's tough to defeat at the dot. The Panthers, being Stanley Cup champions as they are, they didn't get that way by accident. Barkov is a big reason, but I also go to Sam Bennett, another guy tough to beat at the dot. And the Blackhawks have lost more faceoffs than they've won this season. They're getting better, but if they can start to improve in that number, I think the rest of the season you're going to see a better performance by this team because they're going to have the puck more instead of chasing it all the time. And that's kind of been the bane of their existence this season.
And, John, last thing here. From your perspective as a broadcaster, the afternoon game, do you like it?
I do and I don't. I do for this reason, because you get into it quicker. There's always that nervous feeling that you get before putting the headset on and talking about the game. But as you know, Doug, once we get into what we're doing, we love what we do, and it feels normal. And I don't, because I'm in South Florida, man. I don't get here very often, so I'd like to absorb as much of this nice weather as I can. But, you know, this is the way the schedule is, and I'll take it.
So John Weideman there, longtime radio voice of the Chicago Blackhawks, one of the best in the business, and a great broadcaster, great guy too. So great to catch up with him, and big thanks to him for helping us tee up today's matchup. Again, 1 o'clock will be the start of the game, 12:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. Your only local broadcast will be today on the Panthers Radio Network. You can sync us up to that national TV broadcast. Pause your TV at a whistle. Press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast or online. Or on the app, wherever you're tuned in, you'll have us all synced up. So we thank John for stopping by, taking some time to help us preview the action today. And, well, today's Panthers game will be presented by Disney Cruise Line. Our friends at Disney Cruise Line had a chance to catch up with Jennifer Hale-Tin, Director of Marketing and Sales Strategy for Disney Cruise Line. Had a conversation with her as we get set for today's game to tell us more about what Disney Cruise Line is up to. Let's get into that conversation.
All right, well, Jennifer, first I want to ask you, how important is the relationship between the Panthers and Disney Cruise Line? Two big brands connecting. How important is it to have a relationship like that?
That's right. This is actually very exciting and very new for Disney Cruise Line. You know, sports is really where it's at. Consumers, you know, thanks to our Stanley Cup champions like the Florida Panthers, thanks to our friend Caitlin Clark, who just is killing it now in the women's NBA, people are watching more than ever. It's incredible when we have the synergy, especially here in Florida. Disney Cruise Line's in Florida. The Florida Panthers are here locally. But both of us, I think, bring the best in entertainment to life. For us, it's on a cruise ship. For you, it's in hockey.
Jennifer, I understand Disney Cruise Line sails out of Fort Lauderdale year-round. Plain and simple, where can travelers go aboard Disney Cruise Lines?
Gosh, for 25 years, we've really been entertaining families at sea. You know, that's what we do. This is where magic meets the sea. So in addition to our incredible theme parks, families can come to Florida and they can sail out of either Port Canaveral or out of Fort Lauderdale, so right in the backyard there. And they can go to our fantastic private islands in the Bahamas. We have both Disney Castaway Key and Disney Lookout Key, which just launched this June. So in addition to all of your Broadway-style shows, your incredible Disney characters, your family-friendly entertainment, and adult bars on board, which are phenomenal, you can go to the fun and the sun of the Bahamas and the Caribbean with us.
Now, I'm sure you can't spill all the secrets, but what are some plans for potential expansion down the road that Disney Cruise Line has?
Yeah, Disney Cruise Line is on an incredible growth trajectory. For the last 20 years, we've had 4 incredible ships in the water. And now, in the next 5 years, we're growing our fleet up to 13 ships. That's impressive. That is very impressive. And they all have this incredible flavor. So we just launched 2 years ago the Disney Wish. Just this December, we set sail on our new Disney Treasure, which is themed to the spirit of adventure. And now this year, coming to Fort Lauderdale, is our new Disney Destiny, our 7th ship in the fleet. And she's a ship inspired by heroes and villains. So think about that, sailing with some of the most incredible stories ever told, whether you're on the good side or the not so good side. So we've got a flavor for everybody, and there's just more growth coming with more ships all across the world.
You mentioned some of the flavors there, but last thing for you, travelers have a lot of options. What differentiates Disney Cruise Line from other options people might have?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different options for family vacations and travel. But when you think about a place that is simple, easy, holds your hand, and takes care of families like no other, there's no other vacation where you can just show up and have all of these compelling stories, the entertainment of Disney, where it really floats to you every day you open your stateroom door and you decide, do I want to have fun in the sun? Do I want to ride the Aquamouse, our first attraction at sea? Do I want to take in a Broadway show tonight? Do I want to have a world-class meal surrounded by incredible servers and Disney storytelling? All of it is there just waiting for you, and all you have to do is show up. So we make it really, really simple. We also take you to incredible places around the world. So, you know, as we talked about, we sail to the Caribbean and Bahamas, but we also sail to many destinations in Europe. We sail to Alaska. We sail to Mexico. No matter where you want to go, we can take you there. There are incredible ways to experience both the service and the magic of Disney and take you to incredible destinations worldwide.
Jennifer Hilton there, Director of Marketing and Sales Strategy for Disney Cruise Line. And Disney Cruise Line, the presenting sponsor of today's Panthers Blackhawks matchup. Discover where magic meets the sea with Disney Cruise Line. Panthers and the Blackhawks coming your way this afternoon. The Panthers 1 point up on Toronto in the Atlantic Division race. The Panthers have played one more game than the Leafs. Remember, the Panthers and Toronto will play three more times this season. But Toronto, they're in Edmonton later on today, so a tough matchup for them. Panthers will look to take care of business against Chicago, and we'll get you set with Panthers preview at 12:30. We're dropping the puck shortly after 1 o'clock. Big thanks, John Weideman, for his time. Panthers forward Tomasz Nosek. Big thanks, Dan Day, on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll talk to you in just a few hours. Panthers and the Blackhawks today at 1, 12:30 pregame. This has been the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hey, y'all! Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.